We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
But I actually think it's so cute. And when I watch this, my heart is like, oh, I wish I had a Steven in my life. Candace looks disgusted, but
I understand. I wanted them to make out in that hot tub so bad. That whole scene was like,
yeah. I mean, I like this scene, but I don't want a Steven.
Hello, and welcome back to Millennial TV and part two of the season premiere of Laguna Beach, season two. Before we get into the episode, let's share some of our New Year's resolutions.
I'll go first. So my first resolution is pretty funny and sad because I'm in my late 30s now and I need to lower my blood pressure. So that's my first goal of the year.
Is it bad or is it high?
It's just like a little bit higher than the doctor wants it to be. It's not like alarmingly high, but high enough that they're like, you need to check your blood pressure every day and stuff. So I've had to buy a thing on Amazon and I've been checking it every day. And luckily in the morning, I've been in like a good range. It's just like if I check it at night, I'm still like a little bit high. So just going to try to like walk more and eat less salt, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, it's kind of crazy, but I'm like, okay, that's what I need to do in the new year is like figure out this blood pressure thing, because I really don't want to have to be on a medication.
What's
for it
high though? Like, what are you?
So they told me that it has to be under, the top number has to be under 130 and the bottom number has to be under 80. So my problem is the lower number. It's ranging in like the 86 to 87 area. And I'm like, it's not that much higher. You know, it's not like it's 100 or something. But they're still like, no, it needs to be under 80. So
it's high, but it's not like alarmingly go to the right. ER high.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm not feeling like anything's wrong. So I don't know.
Just a precaution, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm checking it and, you know, we'll figure it out. But
well, if it makes you feel any better, if you're my patient, I would just tell you to follow up with your PCP.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just like in touch with her and she's like, how's it going? Okay, we'll check in a month or whatever. So yeah. My second one is kind of like a family goal, and it's just to get outside more and like go on family hikes. And you know, just, we got Charlie a scooter for Christmas, and so she's, like, obsessed with it right now, so that's kind of, like, a good excuse to be like, okay, we're gonna all go on a walk, and you can ride your scooter and all that, because we get on our day-to-day routine, and things just, like, suddenly it's, like, dinner time, you know, so we're just kind of, like, trying to make a point of, like, every weekend we're gonna try to do something outside, if possible.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, and attainable, I'd say.
Yeah. So, and then you get them to get out their energy, and then you come home and hopefully they take a nap or,
or it's just like sit close down to bedtime and they're just like wiped out.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the last one, I always like to set like a career goal for myself, I guess. And honestly, from doing the podcast, it's kind of made me want to do more creative stuff like for me. So that's another goal of this year. It's like I have certain things that I've like had in mind for a while now. I'm like, I just need to like sit aside an hour or two a week to just like, I'm going to focus on this thing that I want to write up. You know what I mean? Just creative stuff that isn't like work.
Yeah. Yay. I love that.
Yeah. You guys inspired me.
Keep us posted on that, because I'm sure everyone will want to listen along and hear about what you're doing.
Yes, I will.
That's awesome.
You'll know what can happen when you put your mind to things, Millennial TV.
Okay, I'll do my three. And I love listening to people's like resolutions, because I feel like everyone's are so different.
Mm-hmm.
So over the Christmas break, I was just like, I don't know. I feel like I've heard so many people in the past year talk about running around me. So I signed myself up for a freaking half marathon that's going to be happening in May. And I am not a runner. Like, I ran a 10K thing like 6-7 years ago that was like, and my time was like an hour 15, which is not bad, but it's like, it's not good. right? Like, it's like normal.
This is my worst nightmare. I'm cringing. Like, this
and
is my
so
worst nightmare.
Uh-oh. I was like looking up all these plans, and there's like structured like 12 week, 15 week, 16 mm-hmm. week plans. It's like couch to half marathon if you don't work out.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm already scared. So next week is actually the start of my 16 week plan, but I've already done a little bit of running just to give myself a little bit of a like legs up, because I am so scared that I'm going to get injured, that I can't do it. But I've enjoyed it so far.
I'm so proud of you.
That's awesome. Me and Kyle have done a couple of half marathons. We used to do the Disneyland ones doing that.
Someone did that last year at Disney World, one of my coworkers.
It's so fun because you get to run through the park.
Yeah.
But we did a program where we did like a training thing like that, and we did like a walk run pace to start with. So it's like,
yes,
walk a minute, run a minute, and then you like slowly decrease that time.
That's what I'm doing now.
That's what I'd recommend. Yeah.
And I can't imagine never really walking mm-hmm. in running, because I'm like, oh my gosh, how do you not walk and just run like 10K straight?
We didn't run the whole way, and there's no way. I could not have done that yet. No shame in walking a little bit.
That's my stretch goal.
That's awesome.
Talking about this makes me want to throw up. I hate
that. Does the marathon have like a theme, or what is it for?
I don't know. Like, it's the BMO half marathon that happens every year in Vancouver in May. So I don't know. I don't think so. You do run along like the Stanley Park seawall, which is like a really nice water mm-hmm. kind of route. So that'll be really nice, I think.
Exciting.
Godspeed.
Keep you guys posted.
Yes.
My second one. So I put improve my attention span. Honestly, as like, we spend more time on our phones and not so much social media for me. I'm not really like an Instagram scroller. Like, I do scroll, but that's not actually my problem. I play so much mobile games on my phone. If you check my screen time, it's like most of my hours are spent playing like Fishdom or Township. And I'm like, what the heck am I spending my time on?
I was going to say, what do you play? Because I can never find any good games to play on my phone.
Download Township. It is so fun. Okay. And I never do. But now I'm like starting to spend like money. But you know, a dollar here, $2 there.
Oh, no. That's, yep. Yeah. That's but how the Kim Kardashian game got me in 2000 and whatever.
Stardom, right? It was called something like that.
I was like, wait, I need 10 more diamonds for $5 and then I can go to the party.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But I feel like playing these games are super fun, but it takes away my ability to focus on stuff. So like, I literally can't really even read right now, or like read an article online, which is so sad to say, but I just do not have the attention span for it. So I feel like I want to improve it by like forcing myself to read a little bit. I got some books for Christmas. My sister gave me the Britney Spears Women in Me book. Mm-hmm. And then also Heather Gay from Salt Lake City Housewives, her Bad Mormon book. So I really want to get through those two books this year.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And then the last one, which I always have, is to sleep more. I feel like I wake up every single day feeling like I cannot wait to go to sleep again because I'm so tired. But I'm also like such a night person that when it's night, I like totally wake up and I like feel like I can keep going all night. So that's always my conundrum.
I'm the same way.
Yep. It's so hard to tell myself to go to sleep.
I should probably sleep less. I take a lot of naps.
Oh yeah, you're a nap girly. I can't nap. I just can't nap.
I love my naps. You can't take them away from me. Your guys' is so good. Mine is like what everyone's is. Like, eat better, because I eat terrible. Takeout is my life. And I need to stop. I go to the grocery store and I spend all this money on groceries. And then I'm like, no, it sounds good. Taco Bell. You know? Oh, yeah. I definitely need to work on that. And I would like to be less, what's the word, sedentary?
Sedentary, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would like to, like, actually, like, go out more. And, like, in the summer, I do. Like, I love taking evening walks in the summer. It's my favorite.
Do a 5K, Candace.
Listen, so my ex tried to get me to do like the color run, and I made up every excuse in the book not to have to go do it.
What is that?
So you go like and paint yourself all different colors and it's like 5K or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, I would rather like poke my own eyes out with a fork. I'm not an exercise outdoor like person. Take me to the movies and buy me dinner. Like that's where I'm at. So like it's really hard for me to like motivate myself to like go out and exercise and like do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's just not ever been like for me. Like I wanted to be a cheerleader in high school, but only because I wanted to wear the outfit on game days.
Yes.
And I went to the meeting to like, you had to go to like a meeting where like the coach talked to you and the coach was like, basically like everybody will make the team. You do have to run a mile. And I was like, see you later. I literally left and I went and did theater instead. And I didn't get to wear the cute outfit on game days. But yeah, I would just like exercise has never been my thing. So I would like to, and this is my resolution every year, I would like to exercise more. Is it going to happen? Who knows?
Do you like to dance?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's those, like, dance workouts, yeah. And I know how much you love Taylor Swift. And so you could put on one of those Taylor Swift ones.
I did try, like, to have, like, because they say, like, you know, to make a habit, you have to do the same thing for, like, 30 days or whatever.
Yeah.
And I tried that. I was, like, doing these cool, like, YouTube has, like, apartment-friendly exercise videos. Mm-hmm. And they're actually, like, really not bad, like, to do, like, for beginners. And a lot of them are set to, like, a Taylor Swift album or, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so I was doing those, and they're not bad. And I honestly should get back into them because it was easy to do those just, like, after work. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably end up doing something like that. But my New Year's resolution is always to, like, be less sedentary. And we'll see if it happens this year. I do love my naps and my food and all that good stuff. My metabolism it ain't the same as it used to be.
Not a spring chicken.
No, I'm certainly not. If you guys have any New Year's resolutions you'd like to share with us, feel free to email us or Instagram, or you can contact us on Reddit as well. For now, let's get into the episode. So at the end of part one, we finish with Lowe's party and we open up with a scene with Dieter and Steven on the beach. Dieter says that Elsie is his best friend in the whole world, but no matter what she says, she still wants Steven and he can tell. Steven just smiles and shakes his head. Dieter says, no comment, we'll see. And Steven says he's very cautious about that one. More like you don't want to get caught lying again.
Again, yeah.
With that one.
Yep.
The next scene is Jessica, Kristen, and Alex. And the girls are walking down the street teasing each other about being streetwalkers. And they kind of look like it because they're all wearing miniskirts.
And, okay, so from the Back to the Beach podcast, Kristen said that, like, MTV wanted them to walk down in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. And she said that calling each other streetwalkers was like an inside joke between the three of them, and they like said that thinking that MTV wouldn't use that, but instead MTV put it in the show. And she's like, it's so random for us to just be like calling each other streetwalkers. So she's like, it totally didn't make sense, but I feel like as a viewer we kind of like got that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it definitely felt like just a joke. Yeah. Alex tells them that her brother just got a new poker set and they should have a poker party. I've never had a poker party in my life, so I'm really shocked that these teenagers want to have a poker party.
I used to have poker parties in high school, so really? I could relate to this. Yeah.
Oh my god!
It was during this time Texas Hold'em was like so popular at the time.
Wow.
So yeah, my cousin Travis, we would have poker party at his house like every Friday. And we would actually like all put in like $10 or something. So whoever won got like $100. And
wow,
a lot of times my uncle, Travis's dad, a lot of times he would win. And we always thought it was like the funniest thing. We're like, well, here's money for letting us use your house every weekend. But yeah, when they did this, I was like, oh, like I kind of miss playing poker. I haven't done it in a long time.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I've never played poker in my life. And I'd be very bad at it. Everything is always all over my face. I don't have any sort of poker face. So I don't even want to try, to be honest. Alex says it should be tonight and that it should be girls only and that they should dress up. Kristen points out that it is the same night as Casey's party, but that she doesn't need to go to that shit. Jessica says they would just learn how to be more fake. And Kristen says they'd just dress like a Barbie doll and wear more makeup. Poor Casey.
I know.
So then we transition to Casey's house. Automatically, we know she's a different breed because her room is fabulous in all shades of pink.
with a giant queen pillow. And she has like a princess bed that I'm so envious of. It's like canopy and it's like big. It looks so comfortable. I'm like, this girl got some money.
Yeah.
Casey's getting her hair done in her private bathroom by her hairstylist. The hairstylist asks if she's excited about her party, and Casey says she is and that a bunch of her girlfriends and guys are coming. The hairstylist, whose name is April, asks her if she's enjoying her new school, and she says she loves it and loves Laguna. The two of them talk about how Casey used to be in pageants. It's a really interesting way to introduce a new character.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously set her up to be a certain archetype.
Right.
Yeah.
Putting the scene of Kristen talking shit about her in front of her actual introduction was interesting. I mean, we'll get it in a second, but there are varying opinions about Casey.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering which one is more accurate, mm-hmm. I guess.
But they're very much pitting like Alex, Kristen, Jessica against Morgan, Alex M, and Casey, I feel like.
Yeah.
So having Kristen say that before they introduce Casey like fits to me because they're doing like the 3-verse-3 thing.
I will say Casey is the girl that moved to Laguna to be on the show.
Right.
Completely.
Yeah.
Casey is also Doug Reinhardt's sister, if anybody didn't know that. Doug Reinhardt from The Hills, mm-hmm. Which I also find super interesting.
Yeah.
Casey's family definitely moved to Laguna for some advantageous reasons.
Okay, but that's crazy. Your family moved to Laguna or like moved where you went to high school just to be on the show. Like, who are these people?
I mean, rich.
Yeah, I wonder how that worked. Like, if they knew that she was going to be on it and then they moved, or if they just moved
schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but it's very interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Casey, if you would like to be on the show and explain yourself,
tell us your true story.
Come on. Alex and Morgan are getting ready for Casey's party, and Alex is excited because she's never been to Casey's house before, which leads you to believe that Casey is rich. Different rich than everybody else, which is interesting. Morgan says it's probably one of the biggest houses she's ever been in. Alex says she's happy that Casey came to their school and that she thinks she's really sweet, and Morgan agrees. Morgan says it must be hard to go to several different schools, and Alex M says she remembers the first day of school where Kristen told everyone not to talk to Casey. Morgan says that Jason called her and told her he was going to Casey's, and Alex says, uh-oh. teenagers. Then we get Alex H's poker party kind of juxtaposed with Casey's party, but Alex H's poker party, the girls are having fun and doing card tricks and chatting, and one of the girls says, you should have seen Casey and Albertsons today. And if you don't know, Albertsons is a grocery store. Kristen cuts in with, here's the thing. With Casey, everything from her hair to her personality is fake to me. I will say, Casey's extensions are pretty awesome.
They look so bad.
They're very bad. Yeah.
For someone who's rich and has so much money, like, why did they look like that?
Yeah. They then talk about how terrible her extensions are, and when she puts them in a ponytail, you can see them, which is my biggest pet peeve ever.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when I can see tracks. I'm like, oh God, it just looks bad. Like, don't do that. You're not supposed to wear high ponies with extensions.
Yeah.
It's just not the way they're supposed to work.
Oh, is that just a thing?
Yeah. I mean, the way that they're like clipped in usually, or however, if you wear clip-ins or whatever, like they're just not made for that.
There's just no way to hide them, right?
Not really. Unless you're like super skilled at it, and you're just not supposed to do it. So they're not designed that way. I wear extensions for the record, so I kind of know a little bit what I'm talking about. Not super like good at them, but I do wear them.
You do the strips?
I wear a halo, actually. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
I think so,
yeah.
It's like the ring.
Yeah, it's like you just kind of, and I wear headbands a lot, so I hide the string with that, or I just like really mix it in with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to be better for you. It doesn't pull on your hair as much. And since I'm trying to grow my actual hair, I don't want any like extra weight on it. So, But it works really well. So we then transition to Casey's house where she's dressed like a pop star, full extensions on display. And Jason at Casey's calls Jessica at the poker party. Kristen takes the phone for her and says she hasn't seen Jessica in a long time and that Jason needs to give them their time, and then hangs up. The conversation then transitions into how Jason is not boyfriend material. Back at Casey's, we see Jason and Alex flirting. Alex tells Jason she has two surprises for him, one for formal and one for tonight. Was this party after she asked him to formal then?
Yes, or it felt like they just had some sort of understanding from before Jason and Jessica even got together that they would go to formal together.
Yeah.
Which is even weird in itself, because it should be that, like, if you get a boyfriend or girlfriend, you are going with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Right.
I agree.
Oh, God, Candace, did this happen to you in high school?
No! No, but I just feel like, well, okay. So remember the story about the promposal that I was really embarrassed by?
How could we forget?
Okay. So in order to get out of going with him, I tried to get a boyfriend really quick.
Oh, my God. That would have worked for you.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I succeeded. But the boyfriend at the time was like, oh, I don't care.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's common.
No. No. And this boyfriend has, since high school, come out that he likes boys.
Okay.
So I think there was a reason he didn't care.
Right.
I went with somebody that else makes sense. To prom. But yeah, that definitely happened. But he was totally fine with it. So I guess it depends on the situation. Relationship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But typically, we would say that if you had a boyfriend or girlfriend, you would be going with that person, not whoever
right.
you would agree to before that.
Yeah. What if you guys were like friends and you had a prior
no.
agreement? Like,
God, no.
I would have still canceled, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then of been course. Like, you understand, right? Now I'm dating this person, so I'm going to go with them instead. Like, I feel like that would be the normal
and
thing
you,
to do.
And you, as the boyfriend or girlfriend, you should be putting your girlfriend or boyfriend first.
Right.
But I feel like, okay, so if I was like the girlfriend in this situation and they were like, hey, like, we just started dating, but I promised my best friend, Jessica, that I would go to prom with them. Is that okay with you?
You would have no problem with that.
I mean, I'd be a little irritated, but I'd be like, okay, like, that's your friend, and, like, you already have
oh my,
plan.
You're a different kind of human. I would be so pissed
I
off.
I wouldn't be okay with that, yeah.
Yeah. That would be, like, them choosing that relationship over you.
Yeah.
And then it would make you question, like, is he going with her because he likes her more? What's going on with that relationship?
In my mind, I feel like it's not that big of a deal, but you guys are like really like changing my mind on this. I thought it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, I no. okay, now that I know Jason likes Alex, it's different. Mm-hmm. But like, if it was just a friend that like you had promised you were gonna take to this dance and then we just started dating, like, I'm not gonna like be like, no, you have to take me now. Like, go with your friend.
No.
If that's
yeah,
what you
no,
plan to
I
do.
Would.
I would too. Well, then, because when you're at the dance, would you have to include that third person? Like, how would that even work? Then are you allowed to dance with your actual person you're dating, or do you have to dance with your friend who you came with? Like, that would just be, like, a lot of awkwardness.
And it's like, you want cute photos with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right. Not, like, the three of you in one photo or something.
Or, God forbid, I don't want you guys to be taking photos together the whole night.
I guess if I wasn't going to the dance, it would be fine. But if I was going to the dance, then I'd be like, okay, well, that's a little fucked because I want to dance with my boyfriend.
Yeah, and you want to be on his arm the whole night.
Yeah, but if I wasn't going and they, like, if I was, like, a year younger and they were, like, going or something, like, I wouldn't really care. But, yes, if I was, like, going to this dance and I was, like, going to be there and seeing them together, like, absolutely not. No, that's annoying.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. I kind of was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But like, yeah, you're right. Like, Jessica being there, that's weird.
It's just weird, yeah. It's uncomfortable for everybody.
All right, you guys win again. God, you guys are so good at this season.
In this situation, Jessica knows that there's sexual tension between Alex and Jason.
Yeah.
So it just makes it like 50 times worse.
That's true.
If I had seen this scene of my boyfriend and another girl talking about surprises
right.
and shit, I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But I don't think Jessica knows about that at this time. But yeah, this is uncomfortable for sure. So back at Alex H's, the girls are telling Jessica that they think Jason lies to her. Jessica gets frustrated and says, "You want to bitch to me more about Jason? I hear it every single fucking day from everyone." And Kristen, also frustrated, tells Jessica, "Jason lies to you. End of conversation. Let's not even talk about it." I will say that I feel like it's a little bit bullying again, but I know what you guys are going to say. You guys are going to say that they care about Jessica and they're tired of hearing him cheating on her and her not listening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think they're tired of giving her the same advice over and over again, too.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just being assholes about it.
There's only so many times you can listen to the same thing and talk about the same
thing.
Yes. I know.
But I kind of feel like Jessica does it to herself a little bit. Like, the way that she lets them... Like, when she's on the phone with Jason, he overhears them bitching about him, like, through the phone and stuff like that. Like, she kind of, like...
That's true. She could
step out and go to another room or, like, have that conversation with him. But just, like, sitting there and playing along, like, she kind of does that to herself.
She likes the attention.
Yeah.
So, Kristen says, Jessica, I love you, but I don't love your boyfriend. And back at Casey's, we see a montage of Alex and Jason flirting with the song Be the Girl by Aslan playing in the background. And I loved that song back in the day.
I didn't even notice that song.
It's still on my iPod from high school.
I can hear it now. It'll say Be That Girl.
We shoot to Kristen's house, and Kristen and Alex are getting ready to go bowling, and Kristen asks Alex if she could hook up with any boy in their grade, who would it be? Alex says there's nobody, but Kristen says, life or death situation, and Alex says, Sam, because he's really hot. Alex asks Kristen the same question, and she says she doesn't know, she doesn't really like anybody. She says she doesn't think she's attracted to boys with blonde hair, but she guesses she still likes Steven. I'm like, is everybody in their grade blonde?
Yeah.
Like, why would she say that? It's so weird. Like,
that is like, weird.
We know you're attracted to Sam, and he's also not blonde. So who are you talking about?
He is blonde.
Is he blonde? I thought he was like a redhead.
Yeah. He was like dirty blonde.
No,
yeah.
He was blonde.
Wow. Maybe I'm colorblind. I don't know. But I guess maybe she was talking about Sam.
But, you know, on so Kristen says that her and Sam did date in the second half of senior year. So she does go on to date Sam. Funny comment that she says that she doesn't like guys with blonde hair because she does date him. But also, if your best friend said that, Alex wasn't saying that she was interested in Sam, but it kind of did read that way because she said that he was hot, like the hottest guy out of everyone in that grade. So if, like, you said that and then your best friend went on to date that person, kind of messed up too.
That's a little weird, yeah.
It is weird. But Kristen, we know she doesn't give a flying fuck. Like, no, she does not care.
And she's chosen friends that give her that pass.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, Alex and Jessica would never say anything.
No, but I don't think it's that they give her a pass. They just know it's not going to matter even if they didn't. Right. Like, Kristen's not going to care if you're mad at her.
But that's so sad. What kind of friendship is that?
Yeah.
Not a very good one, which is why they didn't remain friends. Just saying. Alex tells Kristen that she will always have a thing for Steven, and Kristen agrees but says it's too hard and unrealistic to have something with him right now. Then in the same breath says she hopes there are cute boys at bowling tonight. Yeah, I still really like Steven, but I hope there's cute boys tonight. Okay. Then we get a scene that's juxtaposed between Steven and Lauren going on kind of like a date and then a bowling outing. That's interesting. So we transition to Steven driving to Lauren's house to pick Lauren up for dinner. He tells her she looks nice and then calls her a hottie with a body. Why is he so awkward? Who
says that? Yeah.
Wait, I thought that was cute.
Well, it's funny because after our interview with Rupert, we know he's kind of just says, like, off the wall things.
That's true.
Like, and so I think he just, like, gets nervous and says whatever his brain comes up with. Yeah. So weird.
He was, like, that good-looking guy that, like, had a growth spurt late in life and, like, didn't know that he was cute.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Still, like, so awkward in his body.
Absolutely. Yep. Calling girls hotties with a body. All right, Steven. So meanwhile, the girls are bowling with boys in their grade at Lucky Strike, and Steven and Lauren are having dinner at Pomodoro, our favorite place.
At the exact same table.
Yeah. Must have been the
MTV Jason and Jeff's
MTV table, yeah.
Totally.
They had the shot set up already.
Yeah. Lauren asks Steven what's up with Kristen and Matt, and Steven shrugs, and Lauren says, you don't talk to her? And Steven says, here and there, but it doesn't matter to me. And Lauren, looking pleased, says, good. Way to fish, Lauren. Way to fish.
Yeah, she's really taking her info.
Back at bowling, Kristen is apparently calling Steven. He shows Lauren, who acts as if she's going to take the phone and answer it. And if that was really Kristen, I would have loved to see that.
I thought Lauren was, like, going to hang up.
Oh, I thought she was going to answer it.
No, I thought it was like Kristen's number flash on the phone and she's like, give me your phone. And then she hung up.
Like, ignore the call.
Oh, I thought she was going to answer it. And I still want to see that.
Oh. That would be like, crazy.
Like, answering the phone and she's like, I'm at dinner with Steven, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you need to stop calling.
He took me to Pomodoro's.
Yeah. And Kristen's like, I've been to Pomodoro's with Steven 17 times, you know? Like, it would have just sounded like a catfight over the phone. It would have been good.
But also, how out of place is it for Kristen to be calling Steven?
I thought the same thing. I was like, why is she calling him? Yeah.
I don't think she was. Like, I don't know what they were looking at on his phone, but I don't think it was Kristen. It just doesn't feel like it was Kristen. It's weird.
It is weird, mm-hmm. but the way that they edited it was great in making us think so.
Yeah, I think Kristen was just calling someone random at bowling. Like, I don't even think that was the same night.
Right.
Matt, maybe.
Yeah, or at the exact same time. So, like, it was just, I mean, cute, MTV. You made us believe something.
Yeah.
So, Steven is taking Lauren home. Don't Stop Believing is playing on the radio. And the two of them sing and make eyes at each other before pulling into Lauren's house. And I thought this was the most romantic thing. So my senior year of high school, for some reason, Don't Stop Believing was like our anthem. And we played it all the time.
That's
and,
funny.
Yeah. And it was like, we would just scream it all the time. It was when, like, because Glee came out that year too.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like really popular. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it just felt good to sing and scream at each other, mm-hmm. you know? And so this, I was like, oh my God, it's so romantic. It like symbolizes their high school and like, it's so sweet.
I mean, he also asks her if they should go to the jacuzzi. And then he says another awkward thing.
What does he say?
Shall we jacuzzi? Well, and the other awkward thing he says is he thanks her for gracing him with her presence.
Yes. He was like on a roll with these weird comments that night. Yeah,
dude, he's something else.
Okay, but I actually think it's so cute. And when I watch this, my heart is like, oh, I wish I had a Steven in my life. Candace looks disgusted, but I understand.
I wanted them to make out in that hot tub so bad. That whole scene.
I mean,
like,
I like this scene, but I don't want a Steven.
I want a Steven, but I don't want a Steven that has like a girlfriend that he's still hung up on. I just want a Steven that's like totally into me.
I want somebody who lies to me and then like plays with my
not that part.
And like, yeah.
Minus that.
I would want a Dieter.
Ew. No.
Ew.
No.
Well, Dieter's the sweet one, and he still loves Jessica and wants to protect her. And
maybe to Jessica, but Dieter also makes like weird jokes mm-hmm. that we saw in season one. So I actually think like Dieter's kind of annoying as a guy.
Oh God! So I'm Jessica, and my boyfriend Dieter's annoying. Great. Season is not going well for me.
Will you get a redemption?
I know. Back at bowling, the girls take off for the night in their limo.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, I'm like, did you guys just rent limos for the night often?
Just to go bowling.
Yeah. Like, strange.
It's totally common, yeah.
But Jessica is on the phone with Jason, and it's not going well. And she's like, where are you, though? You're not at your house. Don't lie. She makes him swear on the relationship that he is where he says he is, and all the girls in the limo tell her to end it, while Kristen actually attempts to grab the phone.
Her saying the, do you swear on our relationship thing, drives me insane. Like, I remember it driving me crazy back when this aired, and even now I'm like, stop it, because I know she says it more in the next few episodes, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, I hate
that
it.
Was such a common thing to hear, though, in mm-hmm. my high school, at least, was swear on our relationship or swear on our friendship or whatever. Like, that was like, yeah, that's what you did. So it kind of like that phrase brings me back, like, mm-hmm. swear on our relationship. First of all, if you don't trust him that much and you need him to swear on your relationship
multiple times, like,
I'm a little concerned for you.
Yeah.
Jessica just had it so bad for him. So Kristen tells her that Jason fully has the upper hand in the relationship because she lets him and he knows it, which is true. Jason knows he can do whatever he wants and she'll just say, swear on our relationship and it'll be okay.
He'll say yes.
Yeah. Back at Lauren's house, Steven and Lauren head to the hot tub. They flirt and splash water at each other and Steven tells her she looks really pretty.
So cute.
it is, but like I know he's just like rebounding. He's still in love with Kristen and just hurting. And he's just using Lauren to fill time and space, and it's bullshit.
Or did everything that happened with Kristen show him that Lauren was the girl for him?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I also just thought it was so awkward for them to be, like, doing this in her family home's jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Because imagine your parents looking out the window and seeing you and a guy in a hot tub mm-hmm. or jacuzzi. Like, that would be so freaking awkward.
I would never.
I would never bring guys into my jacuzzi.
I definitely feel like they were hooking up again at this point in time.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Because they're very comfortable with each other.
Oh, yeah.
But how did they keep their hands off of each other throughout the entire night?
And, like, of course they're hooking up because he's sad and rebounding, right? Like, that's Steven's pattern.
And what about Lauren? I know you love Lauren, but she's just waiting for Steven to be
Oh, yeah. She's a waiting in the wings kind of girl. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But every time she thinks it's going to be more.
Yeah, I know.
And it's sad.
Yep.
So back in the limo, Kristen tells Jessica she knows what Jason is doing because she used to do it to Steven all the time. Yikes. Did Steven say anything about that on the podcast? I'm just curious.
I don't remember. I feel like that definitely got brought up. Do you remember?
I think it was more Kristen going like, God, I feel so bad. Like,
yeah.
I was such a horrible
like, why
person.
Would I say that and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Alex plays Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson and all the girls start singing and rocking out. We get this scene juxtaposed with Lauren and Steven flirting and playing around in the hot tub. And then the episode ends with Lauren and Steven leaving the hot tub, and it definitely looks like they're going off to get some. After like their foreplay in the hot tub
that we all got to watch.
Yes.
Ew.
So that's awkward.
But honestly, that time of like, let's say they didn't hook up yet and this was just their like heavy, you know, flirting before they hooked up, like that time where you're like liking someone mm-hmm. and in like such deep lust with that person, it's like, I don't want to say the best part of the relationship, but like it's such a good time
yes.
in a relationship.
So exciting.
It like fills you with butterflies. You like think about that person all the time. It's just like such a good feeling.
Yep.
And I feel like this is that for them. Although we know that they've already hooked up before, but this really felt like that for them.
It does feel like that.
For sure. But I like can't love it as much as I did when I was younger because.
Why?
Because Steven sucks. Like he's only doing it because he's sad and lonely, and I know that now. Like, you know what I mean? Like before I could be like, no, like he loves her, he just can't make up his mind, like no. But now it's like, no, he literally just wants to get some, and he like can't be alone for 5 minutes.
See, I felt before that he could choose and he didn't choose Lauren. And mm-hmm. now that he's single and he finally has like a clear head to like pursue Lauren, like he's into it. Of course, we know that Kristen would never take him back at this time, but like it definitely felt like him and Lauren were like really, really vibing at this point.
Okay, but then yeah. like, okay, so I'm your second choice. I'm second best. Like, great.
Okay, but be grossed out at Lauren then.
Why?
Because
she's
knows.
Letting that happen.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm your second choice. We made you choose in the bathroom and you chose Kristen, but I'm still going to be waiting for you in the wings.
So it's Lauren's fault.
Well, I'm just saying that you don't have to hate on Steven.
It's
so
not
much.
All on Steven, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't win this one, the two of you, but I will give you, I will give you a point in Steven's direction.
Yeah, I don't even like Steven. I just feel like there's just been too much unfair hate on Steven. And some of it has to be placed on the women who are interacting with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll go on this season, Candace. I feel like we've made good progress on you.
I know.
Yes.
I know. I feel like I lost so many battles. I really feel like Jessica, and you guys are Alex H. and Kristen.
Oh,
right
no.
Now.
Yeah.
We're helping you get out of this toxic relationship.
You guys are a lot nicer to me than they are to Jessica.
Don't let us catch you dating a Jason.
Oh gosh, then we would be them.
Please be them. Please be them if I'm dating a Jason. Please. No, I'm going to try really hard this season to not be biased, because I realized doing this episode that I am. So I'm going to try to catch myself and not do that, and we'll see how it goes.
This is exciting.
I know. This is like, I didn't even realize it until I'm like, wait, they don't agree with me at all.
I know, we all watch the show thinking like everyone only watches it.
Yeah, no, felt the same.
I'm like, of course they're gonna have the same opinion. And you guys are like, no, you're crazy. And I'm like, oh, okay. Let me just reel that back. So anyway, did you guys have a favorite outfit?
I did. When the girls were, during the streetwalker scene, I really liked Jessica's outfit, because she had like a light purple polo, the short jean skirt, and then Uggs. And it was December, so the Uggs make sense, but I just remember we always used to make fun of the people who would wear the Uggs out here when I lived in Michigan. We're like, why do they wear those? There's no snow in California. But now I understand. And it just was like a good throwback.
Just a fashion thing. Yeah.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Uggs also don't do well in the snow.
No.
They get wet.
Yeah. They're not really made for snow. Bad. Yeah.
No.
I remember people would ruin their Uggs in the rain.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's so stupid.
And they're so expensive. Yeah.
The rain, yeah.
I also loved Jessica's outfit, but I also loved Lauren's gold yellow halter at Lowe's Christmas party. Oh, I thought that was really pretty. And she had her hair up in a ponytail, which really showed off the back. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah. The Uggs and the mini skirt is probably top tier. Definitely. It's interesting that you said that about Lauren's outfit at the party, though, because I had a hard time. She was very intoxicated in her face, and like normally I think she's really pretty all the time, and I had a really hard time with her at the party, because one, I didn't like the top. I thought it was too shimmery and flashy, and it looked kind of like trashy, and then she also looked really wasted, and I was just like,
you know what's so funny? I put down, I love that top, and I also put down that I could barely tell that she was drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't know. I just thought she looked like tired and like, I don't know.
Like the fact that she was so flirty with Steven showed me that she was drunk, and that comment she made about South Coast time. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, she looked sober to me.
Yeah, this was another scene for me that watching it now, I was like, oh, like she's definitely drunk, but not thinking that as a teenager, you know?
Maybe it was like her eyeliner or mascara or something. I don't know. Something about her face that night. I was just like, this is not the best look for her. I don't know. I don't know. But Adrian thought she looked really good. So I don't know.
I did.
What did you guys think? Oh, man. Did anything make you jealous, Rach?
Swear on our relationship. That made me jealous, Rach. Always will.
Yeah. Probably everybody being so harsh on Lauren quitting San Francisco. Because, like, she's doing fine. Like, it just really irritated me. Like, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. She's gonna go back to college. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah, that makes me annoyed and angry.
Yeah,
I don't have one.
You don't have one. That's fine. Any favorite quote from the episode?
Hottie with a body. I like want a shirt that says that now.
Steven.
For me, it's when Steven and Kristen were at the beach, and because Kristen was being so mean to him, he looks at her and he goes, am I supposed to be, like, really excited to see you or something? And as much as I love Kristen, I just, like, love that burn.
It's a good one.
It was good.
I'm going to go with, well, can you do it later? Because I have to go to the mall. And then his response is just like, yeah.
What was he going to say to that, you know?
And she's like, wow, because I have to go to the mall. Okay, Kristen. Thank you for hanging out with us for Millennial TV Season 2. You can follow us on our Instagram at Millennial TV. That's Millennial TEAV on Instagram and on Reddit. If you have any suggestions for our podcast, you can always send us an email at millennialtv@gmail.com.
And please don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.